Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is John Appleton, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Springfield, Missouri, and his website is posturereleaseimagery.org. We'll put a link to it next to the interview. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. This is a pleasure to be talking to you.
Indeed. I want to start, John, by just asking you how you got interested in the Alexander technique.
Well, the story's a little bit longer than just running across it somewhere. Physical insecurity was sort of a part of my life when I was younger, and so even as early as my college years, I was poking around looking for something that would make me feel better about myself physically. You know, I didn't have distinct problems, back pain or whatever like that, but just, you know, just an insecure guy, I guess I was. Mm-hmm. And so I got involved in things like encounter groups and what have you. Tai Chi came along. And then eventually lower back pain came along, which became a major thing in my life for a while. Following having chiropractic lessons or treatments and going through Rolfing, I ran across the Alexander technique when living in Tucson, Arizona. And a short paper on it interested me. I went to it, and I tell you, halfway through the lesson, I was convinced that I'd found something with tons of integrity. And so actually, having had that lesson, it wasn't just how to solve my own problems. I was kind of catapulted into the idea that I wanted to become an Alexander teacher.
And so you eventually, at some point, you signed on to an Alexander technique training course. Yeah,
I trained in Urbana, Illinois, mm-hmm. at the Urbana Center for the Alexander Technique, and this is going back a few years. It's going back to the mid '80s, mm-hmm. and I'm a 64-year-old man now, and so I've been at the Alexander Technique for quite a while, mm-hmm. and what I've derived from it. Yeah.
Could you say just a few words about what specific benefits you came to you in those early days when you were just having lessons?
Well, I'd have to say that, for instance, a lesson or two or even several didn't just rid me of back pain, but what I discovered instantly was, I remember the impression I had after the first lesson, it stuck with me later, was that my whole life I was sort of coming up and out of a morass. It's like I was surfacing. I was bogged down by things before, and my head and neck, for one thing, and shoulders felt tons lighter. And so I knew that I was learning how to do something which involved learning how not to do something. I realized that it was a complex process, but it intrigued me.
Mm-hmm. When you say learned how not to do something, could you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Well, the Alexander technique and my own posture release imagery is really based upon the idea that we're doing too much already, that we don't, if we want to overcome postural problems or get rid of back pain or depression, lack of energy, whatever, the issue is, what are we doing already, which is clamping down on us and preventing us from the, you know, sense of freedom and grace that, you know, people can have.
Mm-hmm. Really, so when you say clamping down, you're talking physically constricting ourselves, right?
It comes out to be both physical and emotional and it's psychological. I mean, if your neck is shortened, if your chest is caved in or something, that's a physical sensation you might not know how to name, but it also has, you know, psychological and emotional aspects to it too. So it's all tied together.
So if someone comes to you for a lesson, how would you help them to release those kind of tensions?
Well, first thing is I spend a little time just talking to them and getting to know them and, you know, trying to be interested in them. They're not just another body in front of me. I want to see what it is they're concerned about, how they learned about the technique, or if they've come and having learned about my imagery the same way. My next stage is generally a rather classic Alexander technique methodology, which is to have them stand in front of a chair, and I discuss with them how we're going to go through a process of maybe sitting down and standing up from that chair, maybe not, but we're just going to see what it is that's in by my putting hands on them, and then later on by my suggestion of different things for them to think about. We're hoping that they will discover what it is, certain things that they're holding on to that unnecessarily and interfering with their movement.
And so you're using this very ordinary activity of sitting down and standing up as a framework within which to look at patterns that cut across many or all activities, right?
Right, because it's something that people are feel like they know how to do, and they have a lot of set ideas about it, you know.
And some of those ideas might be wrong.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but there's other things. I also sometimes work with a person on a table right away if they're in, you know, particularly uncomfortable or something.
And the advantage of that would be?
Well, on a table, that's where you're laying semi-supine, which means that you're just laying on your back with your head slightly up under some books or something, and your feet on the mat or table with the knees up. In that position, there's nothing you can much do wrong. I mean, a person does not have the same level of tension generally after a few minutes that they might have sitting or standing if they're uncomfortable in their movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a place to start from that might be easier for some people.
Right. So is there anything else that you'd like to say, particularly to people in your area, which is Springfield, Missouri, who are listening to this and might want to, are thinking about coming for a lesson with you? Is there anything else you'd like to say to them that might encourage them to do so?
Well, certainly I would love for them to feel comfortable to just to give me a call, give me an email, whatever means they wish, and we can just chat for a little bit. I can rather certainly guarantee that after one lesson, which involves both the Alexander technique and imagery exercises, which they can get a taste of or get a sense of on my website, postureleaseimagery.org. But I can assure you that after that lesson, they're going to know if this is something for them or not. And I think for a sizable number, it can be.
So John is just an email or a phone call away. So if you're living in the Springfield, Missouri area, and and you're thinking of checking out the Alexander technique, visit John's website, posturereleaseimagery.org. and give them a call or send them an email, and John and you can take it from there. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Robert. This was nice. Thank you very much.